know, I was sitting here thinking about you today. I know it doesn't happen that often, but I was watching the men over there in the empty lot, working on those houses that they're building, all sweaty and manly and muscular, hearing them talk to each other, the vulgar language they use with each other. They just ooze masculinity. And then I thought of you, and how you are the complete opposite to them. You have none of their traits, not one single thing about them reminds me of you. And then, of course, I started thinking about what's the opposite of a man? A real man, like those men are. Well, it could only be a woman, right? I mean, the opposite of a man is a woman. And if you're the opposite of a man, well, wouldn't that make you a woman? Not a strong, confident woman, of course, but maybe an average, shy, submissive woman. That could work. That makes sense to me. You can't be a man. Oh, your body might have the actual physical attributes, but men are desired by women. Men are confident. Men are, well, manly. And you're none of those things. So that must mean you're more of a woman than a man. You see, women receive and men give. Now, I'm not saying that I have any desire to be a man. I love being a woman. Everything about me is so sexy. My long hair, my pretty eyes, my full lips, my sexy curvy hips, and my big, beautiful breasts, my pretty painted nails, and of course, all the gorgeous outfits I get to wear to tempt men. Real men, of course. But still, I think there's a need for you to explore the fact that you're not a real man. And someone needs to help you embrace that. Someone who cares about you. Someone you belong to. Oh. You are a smart little thing. Of course I'm talking about me. I can teach you how to be a good girl rather than my good boy. Well, I don't know if we'll get to the dressing up part just yet. I don't mind that you like to wear clothes make you look like a man, even though I know you're not. But that doesn't mean that I'm gonna let you get away with trying to be in charge anymore. You can't be the man around the house if you're not really a man. But don't worry, I've got it covered. watching those men today gave me a great idea. So I went out to the store and picked up a few things. And one thing, especially for you, princess. Oh, you might have to get used to that new nickname. If I'm gonna wear the pants in this house, then I'm gonna buy my pretty princess nice things that he'd enjoy. Now, before you get your surprise, you need to take a shower, make me my dinner, and then I want you naked in bed waiting for me. Oh, you look positively giddy at the thought of what's to come tonight. I'm not sure you'll feel that way after I give you my present, but you'll come around. I know you will, as all good little girls do. Now go on, get ready. I don't like to be kept waiting. Let me look at you. Wow. You really do even have a feminine form. Not the tits and the pussy, of course, but you've got soft, almost hairless skin. And those pretty long eyelashes. They soften your whole face. I don't know why it took me so long to recognize that you're not even the teeniest bit manly. And like I mentioned earlier, you need to be comfortable taking on a more womanly role. And since you've already stated that dressing up might be a bit much for you, we'll start with something a little different, other than the clothes and the body. What makes a woman a woman? No, dear, not her feminine intuition or her voice. Think about where we are. We're in the bedroom. What happens in the bedroom between a man and a woman? No, not sleep, dear. What else? Something fun. That's right. They have sex. And what's the woman's role in sex, princess? It's not a trick question. The woman is the one that gets fucked. She offers her holes for a nice, hard cock to use. She moans. She begs. She sucks. She licks. She pleasures him. And she provides a tight, warm hole for a man's cock to fuck. Now you're catching on, princess. Since I have to be the man around the house, of course, I have to be the one with the cock. And ta-da! There it is. Your surprise, princess. I bought myself a big, thick, hard cock. Or should I say, I bought you a big, thick, hard cock. Oh, come on now, princess. We did agree that you need to embrace the fact that you're not really a man, especially not in this relationship. So, just enjoy tonight. Embrace me using you like a woman, fucking your ass with my big cock. Trust me, I think you're gonna like it. But I don't want you to be under the wrong impression. I really don't have any intention of going easy on you. If I'm gonna be the real man in this relationship, like those men I was watching all day today, I can't imagine that one of them would be a slow, seductive, sweet fucker. No. If he was gonna use you like a woman, he'd just take what he wanted. Fuck you hard. Grunt as he pounds your tight hole with his big dick. So, that's what I want you to be prepared for tonight, princess. Got it? Oh my goodness. I didn't expect you to spread your legs and be so eager. Oh, maybe I should call you a little slut instead of a princess, huh? Oh, no, I like it. Okay then, pull your knees up to your chest a little bit more and show me that whole slut. Wow, it's gonna be so tight, isn't it? Maybe I should just give it a little kiss first. Lick it. Make sure it's nice and wet. Your pretty little pussy. That's what it is, isn't it? This little tight hole is just your pretty little man pussy waiting for a cock. Even though you do have a cock of your own, I can see how fucking hard you are. You're a dirty girl. My dirty little slut. Wanting to get fucked. Don't worry. I've got some lube to make sure your little man pussy is nice and wet when I'm ready for it. But what about my cock? A good girl always lubes up the cock that's gonna fuck her, doesn't she, princess? Oh, it's okay. I don't want you to move. I like you being under me. Just stay right there. I'm gonna crawl up there over your chest and give you a good look at my new toy cock. What do you think? Of course, they had longer ones in the store, but I liked the girth on this one and the thick, flared mushroom head. Oh my god, I know how good it feels to get fucked with a thick cockhead like that. And I wanted you to experience the best, baby. So that's why I chose this one. Plus, it's so much fun to run your tongue along it. Go on, open up and start licking my cock, princess. Oh, you are good at that. Such a slurper. Wow. I guess You really did learn from watching me suck all those cocks. What else do I do when I fucking suck a real man in our bedroom and you watch? Go on. Oh, yeah. That's it. Spread that wetness around with your hand. Try to get it in deep. I know you're not going to be able to take it down your throat yet. I'm not going to wreck all of your holes tonight, princess. Just your ass. Oh, but get it nice and wet. That little virgin hole's going to need the lube. There you go. Spit on it a bit. Oh, it even has these fake big balls attached to it. So that when I fuck you, oh, I can feel them slapping against your skin. Yeah, I like those balls too. You are a good little cock-sucking slut, aren't you? Oh, let me reach back and just stroke your dick a bit for you. Oh, God. Fuck your heart. That's not the cock that I really need fucking me, but damn. Next time I'm gonna have to remember to bring a real man's cock to fuck me, too. God, you look pretty with a dick in your mouth. Okay, I think that's wet enough. Besides, I'm getting impatient to fuck you. Now, get back in position, my little slut. Knees bend, legs spread wide, offering me that tight little hole of yours. Oh God, this is gonna be so good. Now, oh, do you feel that? The head of my thick cock, oh, just teasing you. You are a good little slut. Begging for it already. Begging me to fuck you with my dick. Go on. Say that. Say please. Please put your dick in me. Good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, I know. I know it's tight. It's okay. Just push a little bit. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is fucking fun. Oh, I'm trying to fit that big fat head in this tiny little hole. Oh, it really doesn't want to let me in now, does it? Oh, you can bite your lip and squirm a little, princess. It's okay. Oh my God. Oh fuck. I'm really pushing and, oh, you really don't want to let me in there, do you? But if I were one of those guys from across the street, do you think I'd let my cock be denied just because your pretty pussy is a little bit too tight? Oh, fuck no. Oh, I just keep pushing that big, thick cock out of mine. Pushing it until, fuck, you let me in. Oh, you're gonna let me in, aren't you, princess? Oh, you're gonna let my big cock in your tight little man pussy, aren't you? Oh, that's it. Oh, good girl, reach back and spread that ass open. Oh, fuck. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck, you're taking it. Oh, that's a good girl. Yeah, that's a good girl. Oh, take it. Oh, God. Fuck, I didn't think I'd have to push this hard just to get the thick head of cock in you. Oh! Oh, fuck, that's it. That's okay. You did good. You took the whole head in, sweetie. Oh, now it's just a matter of me sliding the rest of my shaft up your ass. a little more spit on it for you. That should help when I push in again. Ugh. Oh, fuck, that hole is so tight. Makes me wish for a millisecond that I really did have a dick I could feel you squeezing. Ugh. Okay. Oh, now that we got that all up in there. Oh, God. Now it's time for me to fuck you like a real man, princess. Are you ready? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Give me that hole. Fuck it. Oh, God. Oh, I love how you take it. Oh, you whine. Oh, whimper. Oh, God, it feels good, though, doesn't it? Oh, my big dick just pounding you. Oh, and the key is to just slide it almost all the way out and slam it. Oh, right up in there. Oh, so you can feel my balls slapping against you. Oh, feel what it feels like to get rammed deep by a big, thick cockhead all the way up that tight little tunnel of yours. Oh, again. Oh. 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 God. Yeah. 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 Yes. Fuck. Yeah, I love watching you take my dick. Oh, fuck. Watching it slide in and out. Oh, you want to faster, my little slut? Yeah. Yeah, open up that hole for me, slut. Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah, jerk that little dick of yours and come for me. Yeah, you're gonna come with my dick in your ass, pounding you like this. Oh, using you, fuck, fuck. Yeah, using you for my fucking cock's pleasure. Yeah, yes, yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come like a little girl. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Moan like a little bitch for me when you come. Moan like my slutty little princess. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come too. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, look at you. Look at you coming. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, who knew you'd come having my big dick up your greedy little pussy? Oh, yeah, let it all out. That's it. Oh, really shove it nice and deep. Hold it up in there. Oh, fuck. Those little whimpers. Oh, so sweet and soft and feminine. Oh, no. Hold on tight, princess, because when I slide this big dick out of your super tight pussy that just came all over it, oh, it's gonna be snug. Oh, that little cunt of yours doesn't want to let me go, does it? Oh, there we are. All out. Oh, I can actually see that you've been stretched down there, sweetheart. Looks even prettier now, in my opinion. Oh, I like the look of you there. Breathless, sore, cum-soaked. You know, what would make the perfect picture, my little slut. Some tiny little pretty pink lace panties that got soaked with your cum when you orgasmed from my big dick fucking you. I saw that cock of yours twitch. You protest too much, princess. It's only a matter of time before you become my perfect pretty little princess in every way. Oh my god. I so love using you. I'm thinking tomorrow when you're at work, I'm gonna have a few of those guys over. You know, just to show me how they really fuck. And then I might even take some measurements, go back to the naughty store, get a couple more toy cocks, and oh, come home and fuck my slut again. You don't get recovery time, sweetie. A woman should always be ready to service her man. And I do expect you to learn your place as the woman of the house and always be ready for my cock. Now, go clean up, sweetie. I'm gonna look in my closet and see if I find a pretty pair of jammies that'll fit you so you can feel that much more comfortable in your new position, even while we sleep tonight, sweetheart. Go on. You don't want me to go for round two now, do you? That's the bonus of having a toy cock to use. It never gets soft. Hurry up, babe. I don't like to be kept waiting.